Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump has now established the 1776 Commission. What is this commission and why was it established? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is a significant commission called the 1776 Commission. We talk about it, Holly, on our website, lc.org. We issued a press release on it, but this encourages educators to teach children about patriotism and American history and to honor the 250th anniversary of the Constitution.
You know, I love what President Trump said. He said, "Our mission is to defend the legacy of America's founding, the virtue of America's heroes, and the nobility of the American character. We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our schools and classrooms and teach our children the magnificent truth about our country. We want our sons and daughters to know that they are citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world."
And in that same statement, he made a similar comment. "We will," he said, "state the truth in full without apology. We declare that the United States of America is the most just and exceptional nation ever to exist on earth."
And you know, Matt, this is so powerful because you see how these students nowadays, especially in these secular schools and universities, they're literally being brainwashed.
Yeah, especially, you know, with this 2020 phenomenon that's going on, the so-called cancel culture, all of this issue about racism and so forth, literally to rewrite history and to teach children that America is a very bad, evil place.
Right.
I mean, this is incredible that children are not only being brainwashed in the past because the history has been wrongly written, distorted, or completely neglected. Religious issues and values have been censored out of the past history of these founders and the reason why the early settlers came to the United States of America. But now it's even being more distorted with various kinds of complete distortions. And so as a result of that, President Donald Trump issued this 1776 Commission. Well, the commission will now help promote national unity through renewing understanding of and commitment to America's shared founding principles. That's what makes America such a unique and amazing place.
Right. I mean, we are a priceless nation. We have the Declaration of Independence. We have the Constitution that no other country has that gives us the freedoms and the rights that we have every day.
Yeah, the Constitution has been the product of centuries of tradition and history. The early founders looked around the world to find out what kind of government after the revolution they should form. And none of the existing governments or the ones in past history they found suitable. As a result, they had as many yays as nays. They had division. And the Constitutional Convention was about ready to fall apart.
Absolutely. And they based, our country on Judeo-Christian principles.
In fact, Benjamin Franklin, you remember him, he stood up in the midst of all of this rancor and this disagreement when people were ready to go home. And some of them actually got in their buggies and on their horses and they were leaving. And he stood up and he gave that amazing speech about America. You know, have we come to a place, not America, but where they were at that time? It wasn't yet the United States of America. We didn't have the Constitution. But they had now. They were in between winning the revolution and their freedom and signing the document called the United States Constitution and creating the United States of America. And he says, you know, God oversees the affairs of men, but you know what? We used to pray daily for our protection when our lives were in jeopardy. And now that we have peace, have we forgotten our most faithful friend? And the more he lives, the longer he knows and understands that God governs in the affairs of men. And we can't build this Tower of Babel, this Babel. We can't build Babel. We can't build like what they did before. They tried to do it without God's direction without God's will. They wanted to just create some man-made institution, and God struck it down. But he said, we are not going to be able to build this house, you know, unless God builds it. And so he implored people to pray, and they did. And that's what ultimately was the turning point of the Constitution. It was built on Judeo-Christian values. And in fact, the Constitution, as I noted, was the product of the centuries of previous history and wisdom and, you know, prayer that came out of all of the prayer, where they stopped their meetings and they went across the street and they convened for a couple of days of prayer. They came back, and lo and behold, the Constitution of the United States was born.
Well, you know, the 1776 Commission is a powerful step on the president's part, because we see that all that you just talked about, all the foundation, is being quickly wiped away, and it's starting the educational system and indoctrinating our sons and our daughters not to understand that this country is founded on biblical principles and that we need God.
Yeah, and it will actually produce a report regarding the core principles of America's founding and how these principles may be understood to further the blessings of liberty and promote our continuing efforts to form a more perfect union. It will offer recommendations to the federal government to promote patriotic education at federal sites, including national parks and monuments. It's going to create the Presidential 1776 Award to recognize student knowledge of the American founding and support the federal government's plans to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence. In addition, the new commission, President Trump is ordering federal agencies to prioritize patriotic education in the delivery of federal resources. He's also taking steps to enhance compliance with laws that require America's educational institutions that receive federal funds to observe and celebrate Constitution Day.
You know, that reminds me of, you know, the case that we're fighting in Boston for the Christian flag to be able to be flown on Constitution Day. This kind of, you know, education needs to be in these schools, and maybe we wouldn't be fighting that case if this was already implemented.
Well, you know, you look at some of these riots across the country, and you realize these people have not been raised in strong families mm-hmm. to respect somebody's life, to respect somebody's property, and they think that they can just use any excuse now to go in and destroy and loot and load up shopping carts and put big TVs and other things on their back and walk out, and that society owes it to them. I mean, that is a product of poor family and institutional education and training. Nobody would do that. And that kind of loss of morality, that kind of loss of self-control, ultimately is the eroding of our ability to self-govern. And consequently, what happens is you have this chaos. So now more than ever, we need to have a foundation of American history and the beauty of it. Why do people in places like former communist Romania or Cuba or some of these other repressive regimes, North Korea, other places, why do they look to America and they want to come here? Mm-hmm. Because this is the land of the free. This is the land of opportunity. Any immigrant can come here. Anyone can do whatever they want to. You have the freedom to be able to do it. And you have the freedom to be able to worship. You have the freedom to travel. You have the right to be able to choose your own future and to work hard and to save, whatever you want to do. You have the freedom to be able to do it without the government suppressing you all the time.
Right. And you look at the Constitution, it established a limited government with equal powers, and it required the people to be self-governed for the system to work, not what we're seeing in some of these states where these dictators are trying to govern the people. And you see what's happening as a result.
Yeah, you see some of these dictators, these tyrants, that they've tasted power.
That's socialism.
Yeah, and power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts absolutely, or absolute power corrupts absolutely. And you see these tyrannical executive orders that came out to flatten the curve in 2 weeks, so-called, and now they've gone into months and months, and they do one after another, after another, and they want to micromanage everything that you do.
And the founders knew that could happen. That's why they established these documents the way they did.
And that's why this is so important. You know, when I grew up in Florida in the public educational system, we had a mandatory course called Americanism versus Communism. We knew the difference between communism and the freedom of America. And there's no way that we would grow up and say, you know what, I think I choose communism. Mm-hmm. The only way you do that is if you don't know what it is or you get misinformation. So this is a good move. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. Join us online with our emails. Hit the subscribe button and subscribe to one or more of our very informative emails, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.